Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. Most Northwoods communities have undergone numerous changes during their existence. The original wooden buildings of the late 19th century gave way to modern brick and mortar buildings as the 20th century progressed. It happens everywhere, but in some cases the change is more dramatic than most, and none was more visually dramatic than the change that overtook the town of Elko in the 1920s. Elko is a small town in Langlade County, just north of Antigo. It was platted in the early 1880s and received a post office in 1887. There are conflicting stories about where it derives its name. One story says that the Lac de Flambeau band of the Ojibwa people bestowed the name on the region. The other story says that the name is derived from the Scottish Lord Elko and Elko Castle in Scotland. Whichever story may be true, the town of Elko, Wisconsin, developed similarly to many other Northwoods communities, that is, as a haphazard jumble of wooden buildings centered around a lumbering concern. In Elko, that was the George W. Jones Lumber Company, which just prior to the turn of the century became the Charles W. Fish Lumber Company. Elko was like many other Northwoods communities until February 17, 1923. On that night, a fire started at 11:40 p.m. in the central heating plant located underneath the drugstore. A high wind ensured that the fire would spread. Although community firefighters had the blaze contained by 4 o'clock a.m., the damage was severe. The general store, bank building, telephone office, drugstore, hotel, and rail depot were all destroyed. The Fish Lumber Company vowed to rebuild the town, but a second fire in September swept through the lumberyard and destroyed that establishment as well. Nevertheless, Fish was a wealthy man. Rebuilding had already progressed over the summer of 1923, and the loss of his lumber buildings was not going to stop him. Fish was a man who genuinely wanted to beautify his community. He had dreams of the English countryside in the Northwoods, and through his personal finances he did just that. Fish rebuilt Elko as an English Tudor village, with one long half-timbered building constructed to house most of the town's commercial interests. A department store, bank, drug store, hotel, barber shop, dentist office, rail depot, and Fish's own lumber offices were all housed in this Elizabethan building. Boarding houses were moved to the back streets to make room for a new Tudor-style clubhouse. Elko was one of the most architecturally striking towns in Wisconsin, but the future did not go so well for Fish. The stock market crash of 1929 and ensuing Great Depression ruined Fish financially and forced him to leave Elko. In the succeeding years, much of his Tudor dream was re-sited or destroyed to the point where only parts of it can still be seen today. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.